This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Well, we all know politics is a rough sport, but what I'm watching now on a national scene borders on the absurd. So with the CARES Act and all the federal assistance to offset the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, our economy was doing okay. Nothing great, but it was at least hanging in there. Those that were unfortunate in losing their jobs or getting reduction in hours were also doing okay with the enhanced federal benefits on top of state unemployment. But then, that ran out as Congress fiddled around as usual. Now we're seeing the economy begin to deteriorate. After all, consumer spending is the major driving force behind our economy, and when consumers suddenly don't have any money, well, you can do the math on that. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, this COVID-19 crisis was created by an overreaction from both the federal and state governments. Therefore, in my opinion, they can pay for it. But the point is, frankly, Nancy Pelosi. She has abandoned all premise of serving her constituents, or even as Speaker, serving all Americans. Nope, she cares about only one thing, and that is gaining as much power and control as she can. Some areas of the next CARES Act both Republicans and Democrats agree on. For instance, some level of enhanced federal unemployment and stimulus checks to all Americans, as well as some kind of further relief for small business. So you say, why not get that done for the American people and then negotiate on all the other issues? Well, because that does not fit her political agenda. That's why. Remember, this is a woman that demanded $50 million for the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts and bogged down relief for all Americans in the original CARES Act. What happened? Well, they got the money, and the next day they fired all their employees and shut down. That was a good idea, wasn't it? Frankly, her idea of a gigantic spending bill, which includes money for all kinds of things, not just COVID-19 relief, speaks to the fact that she's nothing more than a partisan hack. I believe that her politics are so severe that her thinking is if she holds up any and all fiscal relief for Americans, then the economy will go in the tank. And guess what? Her stated goal of defeating Donald Trump for the presidency will succeed. So, in essence, she's playing politics while the good people of America suffer. Her recent manufactured crisis of the post office not being able to handle mail-in ballots was a total farce. She called a special session for that, but couldn't do it for CARES. Because that's not her political agenda. Pathetic? Absolutely. Matter of fact, that's what Americans should start referring to her as. Yes, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pathetic. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.